Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. How to do the most good for Pine Ridge with $10,000. That's the question that Diogenes Smith left behind for Lum and Abner to solve. In lieu of the fake $10,000 honesty contest, Diogenes left a check for that amount to the whole community as his farewell act. Lum has turned to the citizens of Pine Ridge and asked them to bring in their suggestions as to the best way of spending Diogenes Smith's gift to the town. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot'em Down store and library. Listen.
All right, doggies, look, Lum. This box here for suggestions is almost full already.
Oh, yeah. Folks have been bringing in their ideas and dropping them in the box all day long.
Yeah.
Surprising what one little call on the party line can do.
Yeah, well, did you tell them we actually had that check for $10,000 from Diogenes?
No, I just made it sound like it was a sort of a contest.
Oh.
Said, if you had $10,000, what would you do with it to do the most good for Pine Ridge?
Well.
Then I told them the Jot'em Down store would give away a box of groceries for the best idea.
Oh, I see. Well, no wonder we've been getting so many suggestions. Well, come on, let's read them, Lum, see what they got to say.
Well, it's nearly closing time, so I don't reckon we'd be getting any more in today, no way.
No.
Set the box over here, Abner, so we can sit down while we read them.
Yeah.
That's the time.
Put it right here, huh?
Yeah. Hope we can pick out sort of Heidi that Diogenes would like. As long as this is his money and his plan and all.
Yeah.
Fact is, I wish he's here to help us decide. He knows a lot about doing good for folks and all that.
Oh, yeah. Listen here, Lum. The best thing to do with that money is buy a terrible good pinball machine. Signed, Mr. Peterson.
Mr. Peterson?
Yeah.
That ain't from no Mr. Peterson. That's from Cedric. Let's see that handwriting.
Well, it says Peterson right on it there. Look there.
No, that's Cedric. Yeah, look at that writing. Look how he spell machine. M-A-S-H-E-E-N.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a I someplace in it.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, throw that away. Let's see. Here's one from Esri Seastrom.
Esri?
Yeah. I would take the $10,000 and build a new schoolhouse for our children, because this is where our young'uns get their start in life.
Well, that sounds good. I believe I'd vote for that right now.
Wait a minute. There's some more to it. I would suggest a good, strong brick building with a nice big office for the school board in it. I might have known that. He just wants that schoolhouse because he's president of the school board. I'm against this idea right now.
Yeah, well, I still think a nice schoolhouse would be an awful good thing, old Lum.
No, that idea's out. At least till I get elected back to my old job as president of the school board. Yeah, read some more of them suggestions, Jack.
I see. Doggus, here's one from Clark Gable.
Clark Gable?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's he doing sending one in?
I don't know.
Bound to be a mistake, or you read it wrong.
No, sir, his name's right on here. It says, I reckon there ain't no one thing that would be better for Pine Ridge than to put in 3 or 4 pinball machines.
Oh, for goodness sake, that's Cedric again. Just compare that handwriting with that other one he sent in.
Oh, yeah, I thought him and Clark wrote an awful lot alike.
Yeah, I don't know what makes Cedric think he can fool us that way. Now, here's one that's all typewrote.
Huh.
It says, a good way to use the $10,000 would be buy a nice new shiny pinball machine. Signed, Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland? Who's that?
Why, it's Cedric, of course.
Huh?
And I believe that's all that boy thinks about. I wish Luke Spears would fix it so Cedric could win on that machine at the restaurant just once. Then maybe he'd get this pinball idea out of his head.
Well, is Cedric's real name Grover Cleveland?
Oh, of course not. He's just copying down these names out of a book or something. Read some more of the suggestions there.
Well, here's one from Aunt Charity Spears. She says, why not put the money in some safe place and then just use it to buy victuals for folks that's hungry and soup and flowers for folks that is sick and ailing? Well, bless her heart.
Granny's, that's just like Aunt Charity, ain't it?
Yeah.
Always thinking about doing for others.
Yes, sir. A body couldn't do no better than to pattern himself after Aunt Charity.
Yeah. You know, I believe if Dodge and Ease could have stayed in Pine Ridge and picked out a winner for his honesty contest, at least she'd have won the thing hands down.
Oh, of course she would, of course she would. Doggus, here's a curious one.
What's that?
It's from X-29 of the DTD unit. Says he can't give out his name because it's a military secret.
Oh, it must be a soldier. What does he say?
Says all the members of the DTD unit, Dick Tracy Detective Unit, think you are to use the $10,000 to buy...
To buy what? Oh, wait a minute. That don't say pinball machine, does it?
Yeah. What it says.
Oh, do goodness. No wonder that box of suggestions got filled up so quick. Don't read any more that's in his handwriting, or that says anything about pinball machine.
No, I won't.
One more of them things would drive me stark raving mad crazy.
Well, here's one says, same thing.
Granny's, listen to this, Abner. It's from Squire Skimp.
Squire?
He says, in the event that you are actually contemplating distributing a sum of $10,000 to benefit our peaceful and thriving little community,
big word,
I would like to have the opportunity of discussing this matter with you in private. I have several excellent plans which will triple your money in a relatively short time.
Yeah, I might have known we'd get something like it from Squire. Don't reckon he suspicions we actually got that $10,000 check, do you?
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm a little feared of it. Somehow or other, that Squire can tell where there's money at without even seeing it. I don't know how he does it.
Well, maybe he was peeking in the window.
He can tell without doing that. I know one thing, though. That's one suggestion we ain't going to take.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Look who's coming up out there and all.
Cedric.
Yeah, look, he's got a letter or something in his hand, more likely another suggestion for the box here.
Well, don't take it. Just ignore him.
Yeah, I won't hardly speak to him.
Yeah, we show him he can't put nothing over on us.
Yeah.
Pinball machines. It's the last thing I'd ever think.
Mind out.
Well, howdy, Mr. Long. Howdy, Mr. Adner.
Howdy.
Boy, look what I got for you fellas.
Uh-huh.
A telegram. Just come in just now.
Telegram?
Abner, don't take it. It's just a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here, don't you want it?
We ain't much interested in telegrams, Cedric.
Yeah, you better run on home, Cedric. We're awful busy today.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want me to do with the telegram?
Do anything you like with it. Go ahead and read some more suggestions, Abner.
Yeah, this looks like a good one. It's from Mr. Barton. He says, I would do something...
You ought to look at this telegram. It might be important. I held it up to the light, and I could see that it come from Hollywood.
Huh.
Do tell. Who's it from this time, Mary Pickford or Shirley Temple? Go on, Abner.
Says, I would do something big and important for Pine Ridge with that money. Something that would make our town known all over the country. Something that would bring a lot of visitors to Pine Ridge. That way, all the stores in town would do a big business and everybody in town would benefit by it. Signed, Mr. Barton.
Granny Abner, he's on the right track, you know it?
Yeah, I believe he
is,
too.
Exactly what we need. Something that'll bring visitors here to Pine Ridge.
Yeah.
Some big thing. What's the biggest thing you can think of, Abner?
Elephant? No, I don't reckon many people come to visit an elephant.
No, I mean something like a World's Fair.
Yeah, that's a good idea. World's Fair. Let's have one of them.
No, I mean something like that. We can't have a World's Fair because them things cost too much. Besides, we've already had one.
It did, huh?
Well, you recollect the Columbia Exposition in Chicago, don't you know?
Yeah, I saw a picture of it. I never went to it.
I'm getting tired of holding this telegram. What do you want me to do with it?
Tear it up. Throw it in the fire. We don't care, Cedric.
Well, I can't do that. It ain't mine. Here, I'll open it up for you so you can read it.
Never mind, Cedric. We never read them things.
Well, there. It's open now. Do you want it?
All right. Give it here. You won't tear it up, I will.
Yeah, give me the envelope. I'll tear that up right now.
Oh, just a minute. Just a minute.
Huh?
This ain't from Cedric after all.
It ain't?
No, sir. Well, I do know.
What'd you say, Long?
Well, I'll swan to goodness. Granny Abner, I believe this is just what we're looking for to get visitors to come to Pine Ridge.
Well, what is it? What is it?
You'll hear in a minute. Let me ring up everybody on the party line.
Well, come on now. Tell me what it's all about, Mom.
You'll hear soon enough. Grace, listen to the announcement I'm going to make. I'm giving them that fire alarm ring. That'll get everybody to the phone.
Huh?
Wait a minute.
I wish you'd tell me what it is.
I'll make an announcement, and you can hear what I'm saying.
Dad, blame it
all. I can hear them picking up the receivers all up and down the line.
Well, go ahead and talk to them, then, before they hang up.
Howdy, everybody. There ain't no fire. This is Mom Edwards talking. I've got an important announcement to make.
He'd hurry and make it.
You know, a little while back, me and Abner finished making our second moving picture called The Bashful Bachelor, starring L. Edwards. That's me. I'm the Bashful Bachelor, and I'm in love with Zazu Pitts. It's the first time Cedric Weehunt and Squire Skimp's been in a picture, and I know you want to see him.
Well, tell him about me, Lum. I'm in it, too.
Yeah, Abner's got a little part in it, too.
Little part? I ride our horse in a race at the county fair and get kidnapped and get tied to a railroad track and almost run over by
a
train.
Well, I can't
and...
tell them all about the picture now, Abner.
Huh?
Anyway, in this telegram, they want us to have a premiere of the picture here in Pine Ridge next Friday. And natural, we're going to do it.
Premier? Well, I don't know what it is, but I'm for it.
Now, me and Abner is anxious for all of our friends to see this picture because we're kind of proud of it. Of course, all of you can't get to Pine Ridge for the premiere, so it might be a good idea for you to call your local theater manager and ask him when he's going to show The Bashful Bachelor.
Darn, Lon Edwards.
Better step to the phone call right now because the more calls he gets, the quicker he'll have it. And be sure and let us know how you like it. We want to hear. I want to know what you think of Squire and Cedric and all.
And me.
If we can't see you at the premiere, why, we'll see you at the theater when the Bashful Bachelor comes to your town. Goodbye and wonderful world.